Earlier this year, the mayor said the only ticketing that is going to be happening is if there is a car or other vehicle posing some kind of public safety threat. But the normal ticketing should be suspended until April 30th. That, according to the mayor at a March 18th news conference. The Tribune did some digging and found that in that period of time between the middle of March and the end of April, instead of writing no tickets or only tickets for safety violations, they wrote 35,000 plus tickets, and most of them had nothing to do with safety. It was for the usual stuff. The meter expired, or you're not supposed to park there. Some folks are getting $70 tickets for that. I'll let people decide where their sympathies should lie, and I'll tell you about my attitude about that in a minute. But first, let's talk to Stacy. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Good. How are you, John?
Good. What else do I need to know about that story?
Well, I think what you need to know is that you have to bring yourself back to that time, right? So it was very early in the pandemic. They hadn't even had the stay-at-home order yet. So information was flying around. It was hard to keep track. The mayor has a press conference, announces this, and that's the last people, most people hear of it, right? That there's only going to be tickets for safety violations. And then, you know, everything was so crazy during that time. People really didn't, you know, they took the mayor at her word, and now lots of people are paying the price for that. We, a lot of things changed, right, during that time, and that was supposed to be one of them, and that's not what happened.
Yeah, and I guess the attitude about that was not to discourage people from coming downtown, and also not to penalize people who had to maybe rush to their office, get supplies, a kind of in-and-out thing, so let's not write. And I don't even think there was a need to write tickets then, because I don't think people were being denied a spot that often. You know, people stopped going downtown.
No, in fact, you know, I was still working during those early days, and you could drive downtown, and it was never easier to find a parking space somewhere, because it was pretty much when schools were shut down, it was a ghost town downtown.
And it still kind of is, in fact. The mm-hmm. That they're writing these tickets, though, isn't happenstance. It sounds like there was, in fact, an internal change in policy, right?
Right. So she made her first announcement on March 18th. On March 24th, she sort of clarified and said, you know, please feed the meters, but our emphasis is not going to be on writing tickets for expired parking meters. 3 days after that statement, her administration sent a letter to the parking meter company, most of the metered spots in the Central District, in fact, all of them in the Central District, Central Business District, are owned by a private company from that famous Daily deal.
Yes.
And in a letter, her administration said they were deeming expired meters in the Central Business District to be a public safety threat, and therefore they should all be ticketed.
As such,
16,000 of the 35,000 tickets given during the six-week period that she announced were for expired meters in the Central Business District.
Well, okay, so was that a real safety hazard for people? You know, there would be unrest, but there wasn't at that time. I'm just trying to figure out what the public safety concern was. And for that matter, does the city have the right to do that when it's a private company that wants to collect the money from those meters, right? Catch me up on that. Stacy St. Clair from the Chicago Tribune's talking to us about all the parking tickets. Did you get a parking ticket? 312-981-7200. Call or text if you got a parking ticket since coronavirus hit. And what kind of satisfaction did you get on that? Stacy, I'm a little surprised because I thought that the city didn't even control those things, that it was a private company.
It's both. Both the private company and the city can issue parking ticket violations, but the city can control enforcement of the parking tickets. And one thing the mayor was clear about doing is that she didn't want to declare a meter holiday, because if she declares a meter holiday, then the city owes money to the parking enforcement. But she can set enforcement regulations. What she did without telling what her administration did without telling the public was declare that the expired parking meters were a public safety threat, when just days earlier she said that was the exact kind of non-public safety threat that she wouldn't be targeting.
Yeah, I don't remember that. And I know that whenever the mayor and the administration here in the city would speak, it was all about COVID, 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 as it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just thinking once in a while, maybe a state of the city address, a weekly thing like, okay, here are the rules, everybody. The beaches are still closed. You still got to be 6 feet. We are going to start writing tickets again if you park illegally. I mean, just sort of set the rules for us. The bridges will be up. The bridges will be down. I don't ever remember them saying that they were back to writing tickets after COVID. I thought there was a
holiday. They did issue a few, like, press releases about, like, hey, it's gonna start back up. And, in fact, she extended her parking meter orders into the summer. We only looked at March 18th through April 30th because that is what she publicly announced in her own words. So that's why we kept it that narrow of a six-week time frame.
It would be even more egregious, if you will, if you looked further into the summer?
Yes. There were definitely more as you went further into the summer, but we wanted to stick to exactly what the mayor said, not what was in a press release or posts on the city website. We wanted to, keep the words that she said as our parameters. And surprisingly, her spokespeople still denied she ever said that she would only be targeting public safety threats, even when we gave them the transcript of her statement.
Well,
they continued to deny it. It was incredible in some ways.
Well, I've heard that tactic before, and sometimes it works. So is there any recourse for people with the tickets then?
The one area that the city said there could be some recourse from people is in the city sticker area. There were 2,200 people who got tickets during those 6 weeks for expired parking meters. The city ended up dismissing on its own a lot of those, but many people had gone ahead and paid the $200 fine anyway.
Wow.
In fact, 200 people had gone ahead and paid the fine. So the city is now saying, if you paid the fine and you think it might have been dismissed, you should call City Hall and find out about getting your money back. I don't know before we asked whether they were going to even try to give people their money back, but they're saying now if you think you deserved a refund, to give them a call. You can also appeal your tickets to an administrative hearing, and we have stories of people appealing and providing, copies of news articles with the mayor's own words and getting them dismissed, and people who do the same, and the judges say, no, that's not a valid excuse. So there is no consistency in getting these non-safety violation tickets overturned.
Well, if you want to get people to come back down Chicago, let's make it as easy as possible. I know that you don't need to ignore the laws and the rules. It's not the Wild West out there, but I just don't see the value of that. The press is bad, and the experience is bad.
Right, and the reason why they did this in the first place was they said, hey, we know we're heading in to some really tough financial times, and we're not going to compound the burden by having unnecessary, fines and levies on people. And so, it was supposed to be something to help people out. And in fact, thousands of people now have to pay for.
Right. Some of those people might not have gotten tickets. They might have fed the meter or whatever, but they thought they were getting a pass. It's the switcheroo that's really insulting. Stacy St. Clair and Company writing about this in the Chicago Tribune. Nice to talk to you, Stacy. We always appreciate your expertise.
Happy to come on anytime. Take care.